Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it up!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Carla, it's Thursday morning.
Yeah, it is. Well, I woke up and it was Friday.
Oh.
Then it hit me. Ah, crap!
It's only Thursday.
Ah, we're next in line, though. That's okay. I did.
That's the beautiful thing about a Thursday.
It is. I was saying that when you wake up and it's Friday, and it's not. It's Thursday.
If people don't know, you've had a long week already so far. You're doing the morning show. You go home and do what you do. And then, of course, you got to get back up and go out to the Westgate. You've been opening for George Wallace over at the Westgate.
And it's been a ton of fun. It really is. If you have not seen him, you know, I always say he's hilariously funny, but he's so much fun.
Yeah.
He is so much fun.
And a good guy.
God, he's just a great guy. He was saying on stage last night, he's like, we're going to do this again. I'd like to do this somewhat regularly. I said, fine by me, George.
Yeah.
Fine by me. So it's a lot of fun. I know a bunch of people are coming in tonight.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I think there are going to be a lot of people joining you some surprises when you get in there tonight. I have a feeling.
I always like that.
I know. I have a feeling. You know what, though, Mike? It's a special day for you in particular. It is finally, once again, National Rum Day.
Love it.
I know.
I might have one tonight.
Why not? There's tequila day. There's wine day. There's vodka day. No. Rum. You can put it in anything. Literally put it in anything.
Arr.
I know. Exactly. So enjoy it, all ye pirates out there. That's right. Close one eye and take a shot.
I think I won't.
Yeah,
partly
I know.
Partly cloudy, scattered showers, a thunderstorm possible today. High of only 99. They say same for tomorrow. High 103, 83 now. Carla will have her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Apparently another industry, not just the Oscars, the Academy Awards, Hollywood. Another industry is having problems with diversity, Mike, and you'll be surprised.
All right, we'll talk about that plus some other stories after Queen.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Jim Carrey says he needed to take some time away from Hollywood because he just didn't want to be in the business anymore. Didn't really like what was happening. He says the corporation's kind of taking over. It was just a different world.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of turned to his painting. He's quite the painter, quite the artist, and he posts a lot of his stuff on Twitter. Interesting, some political, a lot of social commentary in his paintings as well. Some really cool stuff.
Wow.
He has a new show coming to Showtime that he's producing. He also produced I'm Dying Up Here, the one on comedy mm-hmm. clubs and all that in the 70s. This is called Kidding, and it looks really good. It's a comedy drama where he plays the host of a children's show whose own life is kind of unraveling, but it looks really, really good.
All right.
I believe it starts in just a couple of weeks. Ariana Grande was on with James Corden last night, and she did carpool karaoke. She also did a great impression, and she always does a really good one of Celine Dion.
When she was on Saturday Night Live, she did the same thing that Bruno Mars did about...
Yeah, she did the different singers, the different artists.
And she does great impressions.
Yeah, she does at her ripe old age of, I think, 24 or something.
That's all.
Yeah, I know. She's amazing. She has a new song. I love it.
Yeah.
Apparently, even the porn industry is having a problem with diversity. They say the porn Oscars, overwhelmingly white. And male porn star Nat Turner says, you know what? This shouldn't be a surprise, believe it or not. There's racism in everything.
Yes.
So they're trying to change that in their industry as well. I don't know what category people are going to, but there's plenty of diversity if you just whatever.
You just got to know what you're looking for.
Yeah, you pick the right category.
Wow.
And a big happy 60th birthday to our little material girl. She's all grown up, people. Madonna.
Wow.
60 years old.
The big 6-0.
The big 6-0. Do you believe that?
I don't believe that.
Madonna. Oh, my God. Put a cone bra over that cone bra, honey. Hold those girls up. Now you look great. I hope I look that good at 60. That is my painfully deep take for this hour.
6:30. Listen to this. You had mentioned Madonna turning 60 today.
Yes.
This is Ruth. She turned 101.
Oh.
Celebrated her 101st birthday at the local Taco Bell.
Sure.
But there was a problem. Here's Ruth talking about it.
I feel all right for being 101, I guess. They said we don't sell coffee, but one of the help brought instant coffee will make you a cup. And Becky is a doll. She is a wonderful, wonderful person.
Wanted to celebrate at the local Taco Bell. They didn't have coffee, so one of the employees went out and got some instant coffee.
Got some Sanka. Yeah, the Sanka.
Everybody was happy. They celebrated, and the employees say they know Ruth. They love her. She comes in all the time. And next year, they're going to have coffee, and it's going to be bigger and a better party.
Great. I hope so. 102?
102.
It's going to be off the hook.
Don't you wish at that age, if you're still around, you just go to any fast food restaurant you want and celebrate, and they're going to go out of their way to make it happen.
You know what? I'm 101.
And I want this.
Do something fast, all right? I haven't got all year.
Here you go. Your first chance to win. It's tickets for our End of Summer Bash Life Tour Culture Club B-52s. Thompson Twins, Tom Bailey, Downtown Las Vegas Event Center. At the end of September, these tickets are from the Calair Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. You want them? Start dialing up. 702-739-9636. We're going to make you finish the lyric.
Yes.
From a song from one of the acts.
Yeah.
So you better be a fan. 702-739-9636. Finish the lyric. Good luck. Rob, all you have to do is finish the lyric from one of these artists that are appearing at our End of Summer Bash. Here it is.
Red, gold, and green.
Again?
Red, gold, and green.
Yeah, there you go. That's it. Good job.
That's the whole reason I want to go to this. I'm a huge Culture Club fan.
Awesome. Excellent.
I'm so excited.
Culture Club, B-52s, Thompson Twins, and it's all a part of our 96 Days of Summer.
Sweet. I'm excited. Thank you so much.
Partly cloudy, scattered showers. Thunderstorm possible today, tomorrow. High 99 today. 85 now. Carla will have a few things we think you should know. She head off to work or school. Do that after Great White. Once bitten, twice shy. Here you go. Just a few things we think you should know as you head off to work or school this morning.
Well, hey, if you're looking for a job, the word is out there. Delta Airlines hiring 1,000 flight attendants in 2019. Competition pretty fierce last year. They got 270,000 applications for 1,700 flight attendant positions.
Could you do that job?
I probably could have done it when I was younger. I think I could, but I sure wouldn't take any crap from anyone. I'm sorry.
I think I could do it for a week.
Yeah, I know.
Before I got tired of people and...
Yeah, I know there's a little, you know, there's a lot going on up there. They say it's a great job, though.
Yeah.
You know, especially if you are younger, you want to travel.
You really have to have a high tolerance.
Yeah, you do. You do. Got to be 21 or older because you're serving booze also. Yeah. You know, high school diploma. Can't have any tattoos or piercings that show outside of your uniform.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can have them. Just got to hide them. That's all. Dunkin' Donuts will begin selling their pumpkin donut Wednesday, August 27th. People excited. It's pumpkin season. Yay!
Woo-hoo!
Oh, my gosh. And, folks, I hate to be the bearer of bad news. I need to get this out there. She has passed away. Aretha Franklin, 76 years old.
Really?
Has passed away. Yeah, she did. She's been pretty sick for a while, and especially the past few days. You know, she was in hospice. And
this is official because...
This is official.
Reports
NBC
of her
News,
death
yes.
were widely exaggerated a few days ago.
No, NBC News is reporting this. She died just a short while ago in her home. So surrounded by family and friends, and people have been in and out all week, not making light of it. But I'm sure she was exhausted with people coming in and out. But 76 years old, the queen of soul, man. Queen of soul. I don't know if there will be a voice like that again. I don't know, boy.
I know she has a lot of music, and people will remember her for whatever song was their favorite. But I just, in the Blues Brothers... I just thought she was great.
She was great.
And how they integrated that song, you better think.
Yes. Yeah.
I just thought it was awesome.
A lot of things. I'm sure we'll be talking more about her. If you want to see something really cool, it was the Kennedy Center Honors and President Obama and the First Lady, they were there at the time.
Yeah.
And she did a Carole King song, of course. And Carole King was there just in
Big
tears.
Honored, yes.
Oh, my God, it was great. She was in tears. President's in tears. Everybody's in tears. It was just amazing. God, Aretha Franklin, 76 years old, she has passed away. It is Thursday. A few things you should know.
Carla had mentioned the passing of Aretha Franklin.
Yeah.
We all knew it was just a matter of days.
Right.
She was in hospice, but at the age of 76, Aretha passes away, and you know what? We might get in trouble, but we have to break format.
Yeah,
just for this day.
We do.
To salute the Queen of Soul.
Music history, there was never a voice like the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin.
I love to sing. It's just a natural thing for me.
Her 56-year career resulted in 20 number one R&B singles, the third most Grammys in history for a female artist, induction into the Gospel and R&B Halls of Fame, and the first woman inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Just doing my thing. That's it. Just doing my thing.
Aretha died in her Detroit home, surrounded by family and friends at age 76.
KKLZ with our tribute to Aretha Franklin passing away this morning at the age of 76. And Carla, I want to play...
Man.
I know that would be enough right there, those three songs we just played.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's one more I want to play, and we play the hits of the 80s and more.
Right.
And this actually came out in 1985. I love this song. And it's Aretha Franklin's Who's Zoomin' Who.
This was a great song.
It's an awesome
song. When I was DJing, I was playing this song back in the day. Yeah, in college.
Carla, that was about the longest song she ever did. That's over 4.5 minutes long.
Yeah, back in the day, songs were pretty much 2 minutes long. That was about it.
All the other songs we played from her were like 2.5, 216, 203.
Oh, man. Wow.
But you talk about the Queen of Soul. You're talking about, what did I count up? 6 decades of music. And not only was she just a well-respected artist, but so much so that even those in the 80s, George Michael recorded with her.
A lot of people recorded with her.
Just want to sing with you.
Oh, that voice, man.
Mm-hmm. And that song, Who's Zoomin' Who.
That's a great song.
Like you said, you were spinning records as a DJ back in the 80s.
Who's Zoomin' Who out there, huh?
Yeah.
How you doing? Thanks for coming in, Bob.
Did you zoom her?
Yeah.
What? Oh, I'm zooming.
What? Huh? Pop that collar. Come on.
Wow. Well, it's sad news. We knew it was coming. We knew it would happen sooner than later after she was put into hospice. But very sad news to see the passing. And as you said, Carla, off the air, 76, it just doesn't seem that old.
No, it does not. No,
but
not anymore.
The Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, passing away, surrounded by family and friends at the age of 76. So there is our tribute, and we will post that on the Mike and Carla page if you want to enjoy it again. During the 96 days of summer, you have a chance to win concert tickets, cash, getaway weekends. How about a family four-pack down to Six Flags Magic Mountain? Giving that away about 8:40 this morning, a little bit later on this hour. And being Thursday, it's going to be another segment of
Thespian Musical Theater.
You know what happened? I almost bit my lip. That's why
it's live, people.
Yeah.
It's live. That's what happens. Sometimes there's blood.
Is it bleeding?
Yeah. Am I okay?
Okay. Partly cloudy, scattered showers, thunderstorms possible. Boy, it rained everywhere except my house yesterday. High of only 99. 103 the high tomorrow. 87 now, and Carla will have another take on some entertainment news here coming up in a bit.
We've been talking about Aretha Franklin. Well, NPR says this woman is the 21st century's most influential musician.
All right, we'll find out who that is, plus some other stories. After Earth, Wind, and Fire.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Ringo Starr reflected on his Beatles anniversary yesterday. He tweeted, 56 years ago today, John Paul George. They invited me to become part of the Beatles. It was a great day for me. Peace and love. Peace and love. 56 years ago.
Not signing anything.
Man, no, no.
But peace and love.
Peace and love.
Good for him.
NPR says the 21st century's most influential musician is Rihanna.
What?
Because, yes, Rihanna, she's absolutely huge. You probably know songs that you don't even know are Rihanna's songs.
Oh.
They say she shaped the texture and taste of the air by consistently doing what pop is supposed to do, and that is taking different genres and turning them into something that makes sense to us, to everyone.
Wow.
And she, yeah, so I, you know what, NPR, that's a big deal for them. I mean,
you're probably right. There's probably songs that,
yeah.
I like that song.
Yeah, exactly.
That?
Who is that? It's Rihanna.
Yeah.
Hello. And of course, if you have not been listening or watching anything, Aretha Franklin has passed away, Queen of Soul. Dead at her home today in Detroit, 76 years old. Earlier in the week, we found out that she was really, really sick, quote, gravely ill, people were saying. She was surrounded by her family and friends. 60-plus year career, you mentioned that earlier, Mike. Just so you know, she held the record for the most charted female artist in Billboard history for almost 40 years, 73 titles in the Hot 100. Her first Hot 100 song, Won't Be Long, she was 18 years old when that debuted.
Uh-huh.
18 Grammy Awards. In 1987, she was the first woman to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Wow.
And may I quote her, in the words of Aretha Franklin, what is auto-tune? I don't even know what auto-tune is. Right on, Queen of Soul. 76 years old, resting peacefully now. That is my painfully deep take for this hour.
We had that family four-pack down to Six Flags Magic Mountain to give away. It's all a part of our 96 Days of Summer. And being Thursday, it'll be another segment of
Thespian Musical Theater.
Coming up in about 7 minutes. During the 96 Days of Summer, man, you have a chance to win some pretty cool stuff. And all this week, it's family four-packs down to Six Flags Magic Mountain.
Yeah.
Nice.
Can you survive? Mm-hmm. Crazanity.
Crazanity. Man, it looks really scary. They say when you're on it, it's not that bad. John, you did it.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, okay.
Now, you went
sensation.
On it. What, Cedar Point?
Yeah, I went on the same ride but at Cedar Point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Brand new at Six Flags. And, couldn't get. The line was so flipping long.
Yeah.
It was the only line that was long because it had just opened and then reopened. And it moves fast, though.
I saw the video of it.
Ooh.
I'm going, I don't know if I can do it. So, family four-pack, Six Flags Magic Mountain. And here's how you win. Of course, being Thursday, it's another segment of
Thespian Musical Theater.
Oh, I knew you'd be a visioning one.
How'd you get your pants so tight?
Don't know what you're doing.
But you must be living right, yeah.
Oh, we got some places to see.
I brought all the maps with me.
Well, then jump right in. It ain't no sin.
Take a ride in my machine.
Wow.
That was pretty good.
All you have to do is text the name of that song those lyrics are from. Text it along with your name to 702-739-9636 for a shot to win a family four-pack down to Six Flags Magic Mountain. You want it one more time?
Yes.
We have to.
Yes, do it one more time.
It was that good. Oh, I knew you'd be a visioning one.
How'd you get your pants so tight?
Don't know what you're doing.
But you must be living right, yeah.
Oh, we got some places to see.
I brought all the maps with me.
Well, then jump right in. It ain't no sin.
Take a ride in my machine.
All right, text the title of that song that those lyrics are from, 702-739-9636. Good luck. Giving you a chance to win that family four-pack down to Six Flags Magic Mountain with another segment of
Thespian Musical Theater.
Oh, I knew you'd be a visioning one.
How'd you get your pants so tight?
Don't know what you're doing.
But you must be living right, yeah.
Oh, we got some places to see.
I brought all the maps with me.
Well, then jump right in. It ain't no sin.
Take a ride in my machine.
All right, all you have to do is, from those lyrics, identify by title the song we are acting out. We have Jill on the phone. Jill, can you do it?
Oh, it was awesome. It's Freeway of Love by Aretha Franklin.
Yes! There we go. Queen of Soul, we might as well keep with it, right?
How do you not tribute her?
I know.
In Thespian Musical Theater.
Absolutely.
On this day.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a great tribute.
Carla's tearing up.
I know. Well, it was good.
You got the family four-pack. You're headed down to Six Flags Magic Mountain. That, of course, from the Cal-Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet and all a part of our 96 Days of Summer.
Thank you so much.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. It's never too late to get enrolled by CSN or at CSN today. Go to CSN.edu now. That's the sponsor. Here's the news. A cop in Arizona recently got fired after his department found out he used his body cam to make a sex tape.
Oh, well, all right. Great way to do it right there.
In the office.
Okay. You know what? You're still, I'm at work. I'm working.
Yeah.
Hello.
Still here. I have to plead ignorant on this one. That's frowned upon. Like George on Seinfeld.
Yeah.
With the cleaning lady.
That's right. Oh, that's right.
I didn't know. Library director. This just sounds weird. It's a weird story to me. Just odd. Library director in Utah was busted earlier this year. He embezzled $89,000 worth of library funds to buy stuff in a mobile game called Game of War Fire Age.
Okay.
So he has to spend 30 days in jail. Has to pay the money back, too. You know, normally you'd think, well, maybe he took a bunch of books out and never returned them.
Right, but no.
He stole $89,000 from a library. A library has that much money?
I didn't know there was that much ramen to be stolen either, Mike. I had no clue. But apparently there is. Wow. Hey, guys, a little, I don't know, maybe a little gift to you. Demand for U.S. sperm is on the rise throughout the world. U.S. sperm. Throughout the world.
Oh.
So get out there. Get to the bank. If you're going to hand it out, hand it out.
Well, get to the...
sperm bank.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't mean the bank.
People showing up at the U.S. bank.
Where do I put it? No. I assumed you knew I meant the sperm bank.
Well, you can't assume.
I don't mean the bank. I mean the sperm bank.
Okay.
So, yeah, guys, you know what? Get on it. Now's your turn. Now's your chance. Just keep thinking of Joey from Friends. I believe you did the ad for one of those. And a two-year-old boy from India, different cultures, different things.
Yeah.
He has a 40-cigarette-a-day smoking habit. He's two, people.
What?
Rappi is his name. His parents say he started smoking after he picked up a discarded cigarette butt from the ground a few months ago.
This is sad.
It's so sad. No, but it's a good story because... You know, he smokes. He also drinks coffee.
Yeah, it just keeps getting better.
About 2 months he's been doing this now.
Oh, this
they
is
are
awful.
Getting some help for him. They can't afford it right now, but they are saving up some money to get help.
No, because all the money's being spent on cigarettes and coffee.
Yeah, I know. They say it's very expensive for him to get treatment, but they are going to get help for him.
Good.
So a little, hopefully Rappi can quit by the time he's three. Jeez, man, alive. Different cultures. It is Thursday, not Friday. It's Thursday. That's your other news.
As we do every morning, we wrap the show with a feel-good story in a feature we call...
Tell me something good.
It's an unlikely group of freelance employees. This is in France at a theme park in western France. They have employed six crows to pick up and dispose of garbage, mainly cigarette butts, other small little pieces of paper, things like that.
Yeah.
And as payment, the birds, they take the trash. They take it to like receptacles and they throw it out. Yes. And they get bird food and they love it. They absolutely love it. The park president says the park is spotless.
Mm-hmm.
And they said the purpose of it is to educate people, to open their minds, and for them to actually think, okay, these birds are doing something that we can actually do ourselves.
Yeah.
So it embarrasses the people a little bit to clean up.
Okay.
But he said they really enjoy it. The birds, they work like crazy. They pick stuff up, they take it over, and they're rewarded. And they seem to be very happy. Crows don't always have a great reputation. The birds seem to be very, very happy, and people enjoy seeing them. And the park's clean. I know.
See, I would think the opposite. I would think people would drop stuff on purpose.
Just to see them pick it up?
Yes.
Yeah. No, he says it's actually working in the opposite direction,
right,
and people are picking up. Yeah.
Good story.
Nothing like a crow to make you feel stupid.
Yeah. that. True. Very true. Ah,
okay, I got it. Jeez. Yeah, exactly. I didn't try it.
If you have a good story you'd like us to hear about, just email it to the website, 963KKLZ.com. We'd love to hear about your feel-good story. 942, got to wrap things up and kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon. Already looking forward to coming back to wrap up the work week tomorrow morning.
We will have another pair of those end-of-summer bash tickets. The Life Tour, that is Culture Club B-52s. And Thompson Twins, we will hook you up at about 640 with those tickets. And then, of course, Six Flags Magic Mountain will hook you up with those tickets about 840 tomorrow.
All right. The next time you can win that family four-pack down to Six Flags Magic Mountain. Wendy Rush, Bob Bishop going to be filling in for Wendy Rush today, so he'll have that for you. Again, at about 11:40. Otherwise, do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other. Anything you missed on this morning show, make sure you catch up and keep up. Download this show, interviews, a showbiz news, our tribute to Aretha Franklin.
Yes, check that out.
Very sad, passed away this morning at the age of 76. It's all on the Mike and Carla page. Check that out, 963KKLZ.com. We're back tomorrow morning, bright and early, 5 a.m.
You've been listening to the KKLZ Morning Show.
You guys have a great day. I love listening to your show.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
You guys sound amazing. Thank you so much for getting up so early and coming and doing this today. KKLZ.